It's just gone 40 minutes after 9. Welcome to Radio Islam International. It is our weekly Q&A with Mufti Zubair Bayat, and we do have him on the program. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
MashaAllah, Mufti Saab, how are you keeping this evening?
Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah. Hope you're keeping well, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah also. Muftisab, the first question has already come through. It reads, Assalamu alaikum. I've been to my Muslim dentist today due to a lot of pain. I needed a fill-in and she said if she gives me an anesthetic, then only will my fast break. So I went ahead with the fill-in without taking the anesthetic. Is my fast valid?
You see, that it's not about whether you have an anesthetic or not, but it is about anything going down the throat. Now, if the dentist is able to work on your tooth in such a way that there's nothing that slips down your throat, then your fast is valid. And if anything slips down your throat, then obviously that will break the fast.
Okay, mashallah. 011-854-1548, that's 011-854-1548, 04-8855. Alternatively, the WhatsApp studio number is 0727-86-1548. The next question reads, I would like to know if it's permissible for a person to inhale plain steaming water whilst fasting.
Plain steaming water doesn't affect the fast. If there is some kind of substance in it, then that will break the fast. So if, for example, one puts in some kind of medication into it that gives off some kind of a vapor, then that will cause the fast to become nullified.
Mm-hmm. The next one reads, if a musafir is traveling during Ramadan, does the person have to read the sunnah salahs?
Well, sunnahs we should try to read if as much as possible. If, you know, it's not going to be difficult or inconvenient on one's journey, then one should read the sunnahs.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mufti Saab, the next question reads here, if I made an intention to fast at night, but I did not wake up for suhoor, can I still fast?
Yes, certainly. The suhoor is not a condition for the validity of the fast. Fast can be kept even without the suhoor.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one must keep the fast. Even if you didn't do the suhoor, the fast must be kept.
Mm-hmm. The next one, mashallah, a very good one. My mother is unable to fast due to her illness, but she still insists on fasting. What advice can you give her?
Well, if she cannot fast, then somebody should sit and explain to her that, look, she'll get the reward even though she is unable to fast. She'll get the reward because the fact is that her intention is there and Allah SWT gives you on the basis of your intention. Now, Sharia has given concession in old age, in illness, so one must avail of that concession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our ibadat per se. That is just a means of showing our obedience and submission to His commands, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to give the rewards from His side even if we did not carry out the action, as long as our intention is noble and our intention is sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward.
Yes, 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. The next question, Mufti Saab, and this comes up very often, is kafara for must fast or for what it is?
No, you see, there's a few words that we must get to understand properly. These terminologies that are used, one is a kafara. Kafara is for a person who deliberately broke a fast of Ramadan when a person had made intention of fasting, then with no valid reason a person went and broke that fast. So in order to make good that fast, a penalty of 60 consecutive fasts will have to be kept. That is called kafara. Kafara is to fast 60 consecutive days for deliberately breaking a fast of Ramadan. That is what is called kafara. And there is another terminology that is used that is called fidya. Fidya is when a person was unable to fast for a valid reason and is unable to even keep the qada because of protracted illness or old age, then a person will give the amount equivalent to Sadaqatul Fitr, which is called Fidya. This is for the missed fast and also for missed Salah. A person can give what is called Fidya. So that's different. Most people confuse Kafara with Fidya. And then there is one other terminology that's called Fitra, or Sadaqatul Fitr. That is the amount that is given on the morning of Eid al-Fitr to the poor, or any time before that, the amount of which is generally calculated by the ulama bodies, and roughly, I think it's equivalent to 20 rand or 25 rand, depending on the provinces. So that is the amount of fitra. So we must just sort of get these terms right. Kafara is to keep the 60 fast. Fidya is to give an amount equivalent to Sadaqatul Fitr in lieu of each fast. And fitra is to pay the amount of Sadaqatul Fitr.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller online.
Inshallah, that sort of clears the matter out, Malana.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah for putting it in simple terms. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, my brother.
I'm speaking from Cape Town.
Naam.
No, in case if somebody is owing you money and they haven't paid you in full yet.
Yes.
Do you have to pay zakat on that amount what they're owing?
Good question. Mufti Sahab will respond to that.
Okay, inshallah.
You can listen to it.
I'll listen on the radio.
Ji, you can listen to it on radio.
Okay. If a person is being owed money and the money has not yet been paid, then he will have to pay zakat on that. Zakat is also payable on outstanding loans. So any loan that is outstanding that a person is to receive, then receivables are zakatable. So he will have to pay zakat on that.
Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti Sahab. The next one, a very good question also, and a very common one. Assalamu alaikum, I have a wife that's pregnant. Can she fast? And number two, it asks, Can she give fidya if she's unable to fast?
If she is in such a situation that is going to affect her health or the health of the unborn child, then and you know there is a real reason for her not to fast. Medically also, it has been established that she should not be fasting. Then she can omit the fast. She will have to keep qaza of those fasts after Ramadan. There's no fidya. Fidya is when a person has no hope of fasting in their life after that. But if you do have some hope of fasting, then you should keep qaza of that fast. In fact, I think, Maulana, we should just also explain this fourth term. We explain kafara, we explain fidya, we explain fitra, now we explain the concept of qaza.
Qaza
is to make good one fast. Any one fast that a person missed, we make good that fast, that is called qaza. And qaza is for people who are able to fast later in their life, they will keep qaza. Those who are unable to fast qaza at all, they are the ones who will give fidya.
MashaAllah. We've got two callers in line. Let's go with the brother first there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oops. You can call us again. Let's go with the sister there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jee.
Ramadan Mubarak to both of you.
Same to you.
And inshallah, Allah, we accept everyone that in this month, they bought their rules and everything. I'd like the one question that Mawlana Zubair can answer me is, can you give clothes for zakat?
Can you give zakat to?
Clothes, can you give clothes? Clothing, not
clothing.
Also,
yes.
We have a few new clothing that I'd like to give away.
Zakat doesn't have to be only in the form of money or cash. One may give zakat in the form of clothing as well. But of course, the condition is it must not be like old and worn out clothing. It must be in a reasonable condition. And then the market value of that must be taken as the amount on which the zakat amount is worked out and on which basis it is distributed.
Wonderful. Let's go to the next caller there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Ji, my brother, you live on air.
Ji, I'd like to ask Mufti Sahab regarding a miswak that Do we use miswak while fasting? And what is the method of using it while fasting?
Very good question, my brother. Jazakallah. Mufti Saab will respond to that. Mufti Saab?
Yes, one is allowed to use the miswak when you are fasting. There is no problem. One can use the miswak. By all means, one can use the miswak. In fact, it is sunnah to use the miswak. One can do miswak when one is fasting. However, one must be a little careful not to swallow any of those strands of the miswak. As best as possible, one should try to, take precaution not to swallow the strands of the miswak.
Okay, let's go to the next caller, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Gee, assalamu alaikum. Oops, I think you have to wait a few minutes before you get an air. Alright, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gee, my brother, you live on air. Wa alaikum salam.
Mufti Saab, I have two questions. One, Mufti Saab, I bought a second vehicle, so the first vehicle is up for sale. So I have to give zakat on the first vehicle.
Now, if the vehicle is up for sale, just put up for sale, you don't pay zakat on it. Only when it gets sold, then you will pay zakat. Till it's not sold, you will not pay zakat on it, because you had bought it for personal use, and now you're putting it up for sale. Am I right?
Gee, that's correct.
If you are a car dealer, then it's a different thing, because now it will be regarded as stock in trade, so you'll pay zakat on every car that you're selling or you got on your stand, on your floor. But this is a vehicle for personal use, so until you don't sell it, it's not zakatable.
Jazakallah. But this is the second question. If you're a car dealer, then the cars, do you pay on the selling price the vehicle you're selling it for, or do you pay on the trade price of the vehicle?
No, you won't pay on the selling price. You'll pay on the trade price of the vehicle.
Trade price. Jazakallah so much.
Lovely, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The next question comes and it reads, I wanted to know, can pap smear or internal be done during Ramadan? And if it is done, must ghusl be taken?
Well, you see, if anything has been inserted, and say for example, any medication and things, then obviously that will even cause the fast to break. And therefore, one must be very careful regarding these procedures in the month of Ramadan.
Jazakallah khairan for that, Mufti Saab. The next one is with regards to asthma. Mufti Saab, it says, my mother is asthmatic. She has to take the pump at least twice a day because of her condition. Will this terminate her fast?
Yes, this will terminate the fast, because there's an inhalation of a substance, and inhaling a substance also nullifies the fast. So those who are chronic asthmatics and they have no option but to take their pump, then they, in their case, if they are unable to make qaza later, they will just give fidya in lieu of every fast.
Mufti Saab, the next one, mashallah, this question is already with regards to Shawwal. It's this sister is asking, can we keep the fast of Shawwal and at the same time make the intention of qaza of the previous year fast?
When a person fasts in Shawwal, the intention of qaza can be made, but ideally you should make you should keep the fast of Shawwal separately. But it is hope from Allah Ta'ala's mercy that if a person kept the fast in Shawwal and made intention of qaza, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala could very well give the person the reward of the fast of Shawwal. Another example is if a person fasts on Monday and Thursday, then it is hoped that inshallah he will get the reward of sunnah as well, because it is sunnah to fast on those days. Or if a person fasted on 13th, 14th and 15th qaza fast, hopefully inshallah such a person will also get the reward of sunnah as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are very vast, and there's no shortage in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our intention, if it is good, we can hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that He will grant that reward.
Wonderful, Mufti Saab. And the next one is a very common question. Does an injection break the fast, Mufti Saab?
No, injection does not break the fast. As long as it's not administered directly into the stomach, it will not break the fast. No injection breaks the fast generally.
Mm-hmm. Mufisab, this one says, this morning suhoor terminated and we were unaware. We continued eating until 1 minute later. We continued with the fast throughout the day. Is our fast accepted?
Look, if it was after the stipulated time, then definitely one has to make qaza of that fast. And you did the right thing by not eating. Inshallah, although your fast may not be valid from a Sharia point of view, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for the effort that you undertook. And it was a mistake. So you have to repeat that fast. Keep a qaza, one qaza fast. That will suffice, inshallah.
Right, let's go to the lines and take our first caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
Ji, my brother, you live in here.
I would like to find out, are you allowed to visit the dentist when you're fasting?
Okay, Mufti Saab will respond. Mufti Saab.
Okay.
Mufti Saab? Mufti Zubair? Maybe Mufti Saab is at the dentist at the moment. Let's see. Let's try and get Mufti Saab back on the program there, mashallah. The lines are still open, 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. The SMS line 48855. And the alternative WhatsApp studio number is 0727861548. Let's see if Mufti Saab is back from the dentist. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, Mufti Saab, the brother is asking, can he visit the dentist while he's fasting?
We say, yeah, it is possible to do that, but remember that whatever happens, nothing must go down the throat. If anything goes down the throat, the fast will be nullified. So we would say that, you know, it's preferable to avoid it, you know, in the month of Ramadan, or you can go in, if the dentist is willing to give you an evening appointment, then you can do that. Or rather leave the procedure for after Ramadan. But if it's unbearable, the pain and so on, you could go, but then you should try to ensure that nothing goes down the throat.
MashaAllah. Mufisab, the next one is a very interesting question. This brother says, I have made intention for Sunnah Itikaf. I am currently seeking employment. If I get a job interview, and if I get called, do I go out? And what happens to Sunnah Itikaf? What can you do, Mufisab?
No, so closer to the time, it's still a bit early. The intention, mashallah, is noble. Allah Ta'ala will reward the person for the good intention he made. But closer to the time, we'll be able to see whether, you know, he's able to sit for Sunnah Itikaf or not. If he has to go, you know, for work and so on, then obviously he's not going to be able to sit for Sunnah Itikaf. Then he should rather just make intention of Nafil at that time.
Okay, Mufti Saab, the next query reads, okay, let's go to the lines first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mosab, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Also, assalamu alaikum to Mufti Saab. I just got one question.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What I'd like to know, Mufti Saab, is when we are reading our Farz Salah and we go into Ruku.
Right.
And normally, in Ruku, when we read our Subhana Rabbil Ala, after that I normally read Allahumma Firli.
No, is you talking of Ruku now?
Ji. No, sorry, in Sujood. In Sujood.
Mm-hmm.
After right. Sujood, when I read in our Subhana Rabbil Ala, then I normally read Allahumma Firli, Allahumma Firli, Allahumma Firli. Is that
in the
sajda, or should I stop that or not?
No, you should just read just the tasbih. In Nafil Salah, it's fine to do that. It's okay in Nafil Salah.
Okay, but not in the Farz Salah.
Yeah, no, in the Farz, just confine it to the Tasbih.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, the lines are open. 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. The next query reads, what are the times and rules with regards to Kufain leather socks?
Look, Khufain, first of all, there's lots of conditions for the validity of the Khufain.
Mm.
So that's a lengthy discussion. And then comes the times. It can be used for 24 hours for a person who is a muqim, a person at home, and a person who's on safar can use it for maximum of 72 hours consecutively. Thereafter, it will be necessary to remove the kufrain.
Wonderful. Let's go to the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to confirm, Mufti Saab just now said something about paid up vehicles that apparently you have to pay zakat on. I just want to know personal vehicles and what about business owned vehicles? And secondly is, if you have to pay zakat on vehicles, so what happens to freehold houses? Do you have to pay zakat on that as well?
It's a, you did a good thing by asking for the clarification. It's a very good thing you did, sister. Let's see what Mufti Saab has to respond.
Now, as far as, there's no zakat payable on vehicles. That brother asked a question that if he puts his vehicle up for sale, will he be liable to pay zakat? So the answer is no. But yes, when he does sell the vehicle and he receives the cash, then obviously that cash is zakatable. So the vehicle per se is not zakatable. No matter how many vehicles you own for your personal use, no matter how many vehicles your business owns for the business use, there's no zakat payable on vehicles at all. The only time zakat will be payable on vehicles is, as I mentioned, if the vehicle is sold and it becomes cash in your hand, then you will pay zakat on that. Or otherwise, you are a vehicle trader. You are a motor car dealer. In that case, that is your stock. So obviously, zakat is payable on stock. So in that case, you will pay zakat on your stock, dealer stock. You will pay zakat on that. But other than that, there's no zakat payable on motor vehicles.
I hope that clarifies that matter for you, sister.
Okay. Freehold houses and stuff like that?
No, there's no zakat payable on freehold houses, etc.
Okay.
There's no zakat payable on furniture. There's no zakat payable on personal items, you know, your clothing and your furniture and your appliances and your home, etc. None of these are zakatable.
Wonderful. Jazakallah khairan. Alright, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Gee, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Muhtasab, I want to inquire that in a state of fasting, is it permissible to put eye drops?
Gee, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Yes, it is allowed to use eye drops. One may use eye drops when one is fasting. It does not have any bearing on the validity of the fast. What does affect the fast is, if we can remember these three letters, E and T, ears, nose, and throat. Anything that goes into the ears will nullify the fast. Anything that goes down the nose will nullify the fast. Anything that goes down the throat will nullify the fast. But anything going into the eye does not nullify the fast. So you can use eye drops, you can put surma and kajal and what have you, it does not have any effect on the validity of the fast.
MashaAllah, the eye drop won't drop the eye, inshallah, and the fast. Alright, let's go to the callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee.
Okay, I wanted to know, I got like a small spaza shop at home. Do I pay zakat on the stock?
Mufti Saab.
Yes, if you have a shop at home and you have stock, and your stock exceeds the amount of nisab, then whatever the value of your stock is, you will have to pay zakat on that.
So we're looking for a nisab there.
For example, stock worth 10,000, then you're going to have to pay zakat on it. But if your stock is less than 5,000, I think the zakat nisab currently sits somewhere around 5,000. If I'm maybe correct, Maulana.
Gee, 5,600, round about there.
5,600. So if you have stock less than that, then there's no zakat payable at all.
Okay, into that.
Jazakallah khairan. All right, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Gee, my brother. Alaikum salam.
Well, to me, yes, zakat question. Your stock in your shop, must zakat be paid on the wholesale value or the retail value?
Very good question.
Zakat is payable on the wholesale value, not on the retail value.
Jazakallah khairan. Okay, Mufti Sahib, the next one reads, according to the Shafi Mazhab, if a woman misses fast during Ramadan, does she have to make it up before the next Ramadan? And if she doesn't, what is the masla?
I'm not aware of the ruling of the Shafi Mazhab on this matter, but in general, the ruling is one should try to make good the fast that were missed as soon as possible, because this is an obligation on a person and one should not delay the obligation. You know, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you health and life, one should make maximum use of that and fulfill all outstanding obligations and not procrastinate and delay it to such a point that perhaps the person doesn't have the health anymore, or even a person doesn't have the lifespan to complete those missed obligations.
Wonderful. Let's go to the callers. We've got so many messages to attend to and also so many callers. Let's see how many we can cover. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Oops. Alright, next
Hello.
Caller. Gee, my brother, you're live on air.
Am I live on air? Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahab, I'll be going to Masjid al-Aqsa in the next few days.
MashaAllah, Mubarak.
Gee, alhamdulillah, gee. Is there any particular distinct to pray over there, extras?
No. Whatever one does in any part of the world, the various types of ibadah, one must do the same at Masjid al-Aqsa.
MashaAllah.
Grant you a safe and beneficial journey.
Amin. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's go to the next caller. Alright, Mufti Sahib, let's attend to some of the queries coming via the WhatsApp line. This one reads, what happens if a female is unable to keep track of her qadha fast and she's unable to remember how many she's actually paying? What does she do?
This is the reason why we say that one must try and keep it quickly after Ramadan, so that you don't lose track of how many outstanding fasts there are. Because really, there are some sisters, they have delayed and delayed. Today, they have over 100 qadha fasts.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, it will take them, you know, good part of good many months to make good that. So, one should actually have a notebook in which you keep note of all of these things. We write down all other things. We write down how much people are owing us and all of that. So, we should make note of these things, how many fasts are outstanding. And as we complete it, we should mark it off. But now, if for whatever reason a person did not keep any records, and now you're confused and you don't know how many qadha fast you have to keep, then you have to adopt the principle of estimation. And estimation should be undertaken, and based on that estimation, you should then adopt the principle position of fulfilling the fast that you think you had missed.
Jazakallah khairan. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Gee, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Gee, my brother, you're live on here.
Gee, I would like to find out the Imam in Tarawih read 3 rakats and then made sajdah sahu. Is that namaz complete or must I repeat the Tarawih again, the 2 rakats?
What's up?
No, if the Imam made sajdah sahwa, then it will be valid and the Tarawih will be in order. There's no need to repeat those rakats.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Next query reads, Assalamu alaikum, must you read tahajjud immediately when you get up for sehri, or can you have sehri and then read? Is the sawab different?
One may follow either of the two options. As long as it's within the time of tahajjud, it's not read after the time has elapsed, one could read the tahajjud after the sehri, or one could read it before having the sehri. It is the individual's choice.
MashaAllah. Okay, the next one comes with regards to vomiting. Luckily, it's after the fast has been broken, so let's ask this question. Mufti Sahib, it says, if one vomits more than a mouthful unintentionally and he does not force it and then swallows it back by mistake, will the fast still be broken?
Yes, if a person swallowed it again, then that will break the fast. But if a person didn't swallow it and he spat it out, then that will not cause the fast to break.
Okay, Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah khairan for that. The next one is, Assalamu alaikum. Is it sunnah to get married in Shawwal, and who did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam marry in Shawwal?
As far as I recall, it was Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made nikah with her, because there was some kind of wrong idea or some misconception that, you know, there was no luck in fast in marrying in Shawwal. So in order to rectify that, this was undertaken. So if a person keeps that in mind, then yes, it will be good to undertake nikah, especially if the community believes to, that there's some kind of bad luck in a particular month. Then one should try to dispel that by making nikah, in order to show that there's no such a thing as bad luck, etc. in Islam.
MashaAllah. Let's go to the callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mawlana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Ramzan Mubarak.
And to yours.
To Mufti, I've got a question to do with zakat. I'm unemployed for about 5 years now. I got quite a bit of, you know, owing money to, you know, to different people and to the bank. Am I eligible for zakat?
Okay, Allah make it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you suitable employment.
Inshallah.
But if you are in financial difficulties and you do not have sufficient for your means, and you in debt, etc., or you have less than nisab, then you are eligible to receive zakat for your basic needs. It will be in order to take it, and it will be in order for people to give it to you.
Jazakallah, Mufti. Anybody can, I can take it from any family and outsider.
Yes, family and outsiders, as long as it's not parents and it's not children.
Mm-hmm.
One can receive zakat from all other family members, siblings, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, cousins, etc. And it could be from the general community as well.
Jazakallah.
A very interesting question coming through, Mufti Sahib, it reads, I would like to know, can a person go for Umrah and take a non-Muslim with?
No, it is not allowed. They're not allowed entry for that matter into the precincts of the Haram. So there's no question of taking them with.
Jazakallah. The lines are open, 011-854-1548, that's 011-854-1548, and the SMS line 48855, that's 48855. Alternatively, the WhatsApp studio number is 0727-86-1548. But this up, the next query reads, I've got very weak gums when I do make miswak or brush my teeth in the morning. My gums do bleed. What's the status of my fast?
Well, as long as you do not swallow that blood that that flows, it will not cause your fast to break. But it will obviously nullify your wuzu, that you have to bear in mind. So we will say that if this is a problem that you're experiencing, then you rather avoid that for the duration of your fast, so as not to put your fast into any kind of jeopardy. And in the evening hours, you could undertake that when you're not fasting.
Yes, that's a very good answer there, Mufti Sahib. Let's go to the lines again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jesus, are you live on air?
Hello?
Jesus, are you live on air?
I just want to know, is it necessary for us to gargle in our wuzu or just rinse our mouth when we're making wuzu in Ramadan?
Okay. When you are making wuzu in Ramadan, whilst you are fasting, you can gargle, or just rinse is sufficient. You can gargle, but be very careful that no water must slip down the throat. So just rinsing the mouth is sufficient.
Okay.
In case, you know, you are not able to control the movement of the water and it slips down your throat, then your fast will break. So just rinsing is sufficient.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Very interesting question coming through, and it reads, what is the virtue of passing away in Ramadan?
The the virtue of fasting away in Ramadan, it comes in the narrations that a person will be absolved from being and questioned in the hereafter, questioned in the grave. That person who passed away on Friday, that person who passed away in the month of Ramadan, such a person is absolved by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any kind of questioning in the grave. So indeed, death in Ramadan is something that is considered as a matter of great virtue, and it is a means of, inshallah, maghfirat and forgiveness on behalf of that person.
Alright, mashallah. Let's go to the callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamualaikum.
Ji, wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum assalam. Mufti Zab, can I ask you a question, man? You got a certain family member to give zakat to, but somebody told me because she has a TV, she's not eligible for zakat. She doesn't work, she's destitute, a woman. Is it permissible to give her zakat?
Okay, good question.
See, normally, we give zakat to people who do not own any luxury items, who do not own unnecessary things in their home. They own the basic things. They are the people who should be given the zakat.
Okay. Mufti Sahab, the next query reads, clarification on sajda sahwa masla. A person read 3 rakats instead of 2 and made sajda sahwa. His salah valid or not? Isn't he supposed to add a 4th rakat and make sajda sahwa?
Look, if a person read 3 rakats and he made the sajda sahwa, then that will be sufficient. That salah itself will be regarded as valid. The 2 rakats that he read will be regarded as valid. But yes, if he adds a 4th rakat, that will be preferable to do that, to add an additional rakat, and then to make the sajdah sawa, that will be preferred thing for him to do. But if he didn't do so, the 2 rakats that were read will still be regarded as valid. That is as far as I recall the masala.
JazakAllah khairan for it, Mufti Sahab. This question came earlier also, Mufti Sahab, with regards to injection. Perhaps you want to remind our listeners again, Mufti Sahab?
As far as injection is concerned, the injection does not have any bearing on the validity of the fast. The fast will be regarded valid no matter what type of injection a person takes, whether it is insulin, whether it is just a normal flu injection, whether it is even intravenous. All these will not have any bearing on the validity of the fast.
Can a son pay sadaqatul fitr on behalf of his widow mum? Will it suffice?
If she gave him the consent to go ahead, yes, it will be in order. It will be totally in order. And inshallah, he will be rewarded also on for doing such an act of kindness.
MashaAllah. The lines are open. 011-854-1548. And the other number is 48855. Let's see, who do we have online? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, that person is not there. Mufti Sahab, let's go to the WhatsApp message. The next one coming through. If a person has a wound on the body, will that break the fast?
No, having a wound on the body does not break the fast. It doesn't have any effect on the validity of the fast.
The next one reads, Assalamu alaikum, can you make 4 rakats call in Taraweeh, or must we ladies make 2 rakats call in the Sawaba?
It is best for all to read Taraweeh in units of 2. Male and female should read the Taraweeh in rakat in units of 2 rakats. That is the preferred way of reading the Taraweeh Salah.
For a moment I was trying to understand what is call, because it's spelled C-A-L-L, until I realized call Banwano.
That's right.
The next question reads, can a lady who is expecting read namaz while sitting, and if so, must she sit on the floor and read, or must she sit on the chair and read?
If she's unable to stand, you know, it's difficult for her, then she has a choice. Preferably she should sit on the floor, but if that is difficult for her, then she may even sit on the chair and read her salah.
Let's take this final question for this evening. We've got one more ad break to catch up on. Is it permissible to take zakat out from the child's money?
No, it the children are not required to pay zakat. In the Shafi Mazhab, they have to, but Hanafi, there's no need to pay zakat for whatever children own, their wealth, so there's no zakat on the wealth of children. Therefore, one should not take out zakat money from their wealth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mufti Sahib, let's just answer this one also. Just want to know whether it is permissible to read Qiyamul Layl and Salat al-Tasbih in Jama'ah.
One should read these salahs individually. Qiyamul Layl is just another name for Tahajjud Salah. One should read it individually. Salat al-Tasbih also should be read individually.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated. And you have yourself a wonderful Ramadan ahead, inshaAllah.
جزاكم الله خيرا مولانا
مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته